Talk Live launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We are playing for you audio from the Voluntarist Rebel channel on YouTube. Robert Mathias is a newer mover here to New Hampshire, came from Chicago. He's been really great about getting out there, getting active, and recording what goes on. In this case, he didn't have to go out anywhere. The activism came to his door in the form of a census taker. And, you know, she's a nice lady. She's just doing her job. She's just trying to get people to answer invasive questions about how many people live in the home, what their names are, where, how many rooms there are in the house, how many units there are in the home, etc. Very, very invasive personal, private questions, and he refuses to answer those questions. We'll continue with the conversation between the two, because it's interesting some of the things he says and how she responds, or rather doesn't respond.
Yeah, more like
to
that.
The things that he says to her. We'll share that with you coming up here and take your calls and thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Let's go back here to some of the video from the Voluntarist Rebel channel. We're about 5 minutes into this clip as she's continuing. Again, lady standing in front of the doorway. She's got a laptop, kind of balancing the laptop on one arm. And that can get kind of heavy. I mean, yeah. I don't know if you ever tried to do that. It's not a comfortable thing to just kind of hold a laptop for 10 minutes straight like that. Let's go on here, though, with the audio.
I don't believe you have legitimacy to ask me that question.
It's under the code, U.S.
What
code.
What happens if I violate that code?
That's not my answer. That's the U.S. Justice Department.
I'm what are they going to do to me by not answering that question?
Again, that's not my end because I'm...
I'm just curious where this would go.
Okay.
So, I'm very curious. So what happens if I don't... You're a random person at this door.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, but what...
She holds out her badge to him at that point.
I have a badge.
I answer your questions. Like, how do you... Is there a threat of violence against me if I'm not answering your questions? Like, what happens to me? You're right. It is America. And the government uses violence.
The look on her face, by the way, when he says, you know, is there going to be violence used against me? She just kind of balks. I mean, just her eyes go wide. And,
right. What? It's not violence if we tell you to put your hands behind your back and you don't. And then they beat the teeth out of your mouth and then tase you a couple of times. That's not violence.
Well, she would never threaten anyone, okay? So that's what she did. I think that she was believing that he was intimating that she was threatening him. And, I would never be involved. I mean, what she's saying in her head, I believe, is I would never be involved in something like that. And so, no, I mean, there's no violence involved here. And this that comes back around here in a little bit.
It's against me all the time, or at least the threat thereof.
To my knowledge, the way that the survey goes, the Census Bureau...
Sorry about the plane there.
...mandated by U.S. Code to collect data on housing and population. So the...
Why do they want this data?
Well, again, they use that data. For instance, here's an example.
Can I have all the information about your household? Kind of about where you live?
I was in the survey, absolutely.
Can you give it to me right now?
My name is Chris Barker.
What's your address?
My address? I live in Manchester.
Well, what's your address?
This is my community. I live over on the East End.
Well, can you give me your address?
Let me first answer this question about here. Okay. So the statistics.
See, this is what I did, Ian. This is like, you know, I just want you to know how weird this is. She doesn't want to give him her address.
Right.
She's wise not to give him her address.
He's a stranger.
But for some reason, because his name randomly, his address randomly popped up in a computer someplace, well, now you're required by law to give it to me. I've got a badge.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's got his address because she walked up to his front door.
She didn't have his name, though.
That's true.
Manchester, just I think it was the last year or year and a half, we have a new veterans housing. Some of our vets are facing the homelessness and not having the housing that they need. So we have a new apartment complex for our veterans. And it's federally funded. And that...
By federally funded, you mean stolen from me and paid for them. Yes.
She always puts a smile on her face whenever he suggests that violence might be involved. And it's a very kind of uncomfortable... looking smile.
Well, yeah, that's what she should be doing.
Yeah.
We the people.
I don't know who this we person is, but he needs to stay the hell away from my money.
Data to make new schools in Derry. I believe they made a few years back of Barca Elementary School, and that was based on statistics gathered because of the...
Who would oppose new schools, new government bureaucracies being built, more millions of dollars being spent? This is a helpful survey.
Well, my thing is, why does the government need to steal money from me and ask me invasive questions when if I have kids and I want to take them to the school, why can't I actually pay for a service I need, let the market decide how many schools are? If there's a huge demand for schools, they'll build more schools. Like, to me, this just seems like a way to steal more money and to ask more questions.
I'm just asking how many rooms are in the building.
I'm saying you have no legitimacy to ask me those questions.
Okay.
But you never answered my question.
Well,
you're asking me personal questions.
I'm a data collector.
I don't understand that, but I'm just turning it right around on you. Yeah. How many people live in your house? Who are they?
Mm-hmm.
What's their names? How many rooms are in your house? What is your address? Do you want to give that to me?
Sounds like Bobby
Dudley.
Well,
again,
yeah.
I'm trying to prove a point. I am trying to prove a point. Well, I know, just doing your job is not an excuse in my book, but you're asking me invasive questions about my personal life.
Okay.
And I'm saying is, well, if you're going to ask me those questions, can I ask you those questions? What is your home address? You know, how many people live in your house?
Okay.
How many rooms are there?
How about this? Just basic housing questions. Do you have hot and cold running water?
I'm not answering that question.
I'm just trying to, what can I say? Is that something that you'd like to... Hot and cold running water, because there's so many people. There's landlords who
Why
don't
do you need to know?
Care, because there's landlords who don't take care of their buildings. And if you said, gee, I don't have hot and cold running water, then perhaps some other down the line buildings would be built where people can have comfortable, safe.
All you have to do is answer this one question, and people will have better landlords in the future. Man, she's reaching. She really just wants him to answer some questions.
Well, she doesn't want to come back.
Yeah, I wonder if she will come back after this, because they didn't come back to my house.
No, they haven't
come once?
No, two different people came, but the same person did not come back. Anyway, going on.
She's like, I'm not going back. I'm not going back to his house. And I'm just a citizen like you. I live here.
I don't want to be a citizen.
Oh, you don't?
No, I'd rather be an undocumented person. I never signed any contract to be part of this collective.
Okay. I'll finish my spiel. Does your apartment have a flush toilet?
I'm not answering that question.
Does your apartment have a bathtub or a shower?
I'm not answering that question.
Do you have a sink with a faucet?
I'm not answering that question.
Do you have a stove?
Anybody in
or
New Hampshire?
I'm not answering that question.
Do you have a refrigerator?
I'm not answering that question.
Now, the reason I'm going through all of this, you know, the full interaction, is because I think people are curious, genuinely curious. You hear people call about this, because people have called over the years about, hey, this American Community Survey has come to my home, and what do I do, and what if I don't want to answer it? And how invasive is this, really? This is the first I've actually seen this. I've never had one of these people.
Yeah, I thought it was a very long questionnaire, as I recalled.
So let me continue here.
Your apartment, do you or any member of your household own or use a desktop, laptop, netbook, or notebook computer?
How many computers do you have in your home?
One. I have a laptop.
Oh, okay. And where's your home again?
Right over on the east.
Oh, and what's the address?
Near the Elliott Hospital.
And what's the address?
Off of Cherrytown Road.
What's the
Central
address?
Street.
You know the address here. What's the address of your place?
Again, I'm just trying
well,
to
I'm just trying to figure out. I'm trying to prove my
question.
I'm trying to prove my point. If you're not willing to give me that, why should I give you this information?
I personally don't recognize
the fact that you're with some group.
Okay.
It's not my. I'm not affiliated with you, so it doesn't matter. So you're a human being standing in front of me asking me these questions. What you do with that information, I honestly don't know.
All I know and all I say is I'm proud to live in my community.
All right, well, we're going to get to her spiel here in a moment. 855, 450 free. So he apparently is not proud to live in his community by virtue of the fact that he's not answering her questions, but she is. We'll come back with more, and you can take control. Share your thoughts on the census. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Focusing on the census, or the kind of mid-year census. The census is only supposed to happen every 10 years. The American Community Survey is ongoing. They're constantly picking people's houses, supposedly randomly, and going and asking invasive questions about who lives there and whether you have a flushing toilet, a refrigerator, how many rooms are in the house, who all, you know, what are the occupants, races, etc.
Yeah, they're really big on that race thing.
So we'll continue here. We've actually got a full interaction between a census worker and a liberty activist here in New Hampshire, early mover for the Free State Project, Robert Mathias. A lot of people in the Free State Project are big fans of Bitcoin and also liberty and ending the insane war on drugs. And if you are a fan of those things, then you should check out freeross.org. It's a site dedicated to helping Ross Ulbricht, who is currently in a prison awaiting trial on allegedly being the man behind the Silk Road, which is an underground black market that existed for a couple years before being taken out by the FBI. The FBI is accusing Mr. Ross Ulbricht of being the operator of that site, and he's, as I said, being held awaiting trial. It's going to be a very important case that will have to do with Bitcoin and freedom and Tor, the anonymizing system on the internet, and whether or not Ross actually was the Dread Pirate Roberts, as he was called. That doesn't matter to me. I don't think that should be a question as to whether or not you should support this case.
One thing that did matter to me is that when it when they trotted these charges, when they arrested him, they said that he was involved in a murder for hire, or more than one. They intimated all kinds of confusing and contradictory stuff about murder for hire.
And have since not actually indicted him on that charge.
So what they've done is either they lied to me, or...
they were sullying his reputation.
That's an assumption. Or they're not protecting me. They've got a murderer in their hands, and they're not bringing him to justice. And I, as a U.S. citizen, is the way they claim it. I mean, this is the kind of protection I'm supposed to expect from my government.
Well, Ross Ulbricht is a libertarian, and Dread Pirate Roberts is a libertarian, at least from his writings. That much is similar about the two men and or women. We don't know if Dread Pirate Roberts is a woman or not. But that is what is similar about those personalities, and they, as libertarians, are against the idea of using violence to achieve goals.
It'd be a good reason for them to sully his name in that way.
Exactly. So go to freeross.org if you want to support him. You can do it with Bitcoin, you can do it with PayPal, you can do it with a check. Freeross.org. As we continue here with the Voluntarist Rebel channel on YouTube, U.S. Census worker meets a Free Stater. This lady is trying her best to get Free State Project early mover Robert Mathias just to answer one question for her American community survey that she says is mandatory and that he's obligated by law to answer. So we continue here with the remainder of their interaction.
Affiliated with you, so it doesn't matter. So you're a human being standing in front of me asking me these questions. What you do with that information, I honestly don't know.
All I know and all I say is I'm proud to live in my community, my country. I want it to be better. It's not perfect. We don't live in a utopian society, but I can walk up and down the street and do my job and speak to citizens.
Yeah, but don't you see how much of an invasion of privacy this is? This is a huge invasion of privacy.
And if you running water.
Asking me all these questions about what...
The fact that she walked around and asked people whether they have hot and cold running water, that's the reason they do. You need to answer this question so that people can have hot and cold running water. Ridiculous.
Yeah, but don't you see how much of an invasion of privacy this is? This is a huge invasion of privacy.
And if you're running water,
asking me all these questions about what is in here, and like literally using the threat of violence against me if I don't answer these questions.
Like
what happens if I don't answer this? He says by
when he again brings up the suggestion that she might be using the threat of violence here, she literally kind of jumps back. At least she doesn't physically jump back, but her head jumps back, and she's,
I'm a good Democrat. I would never do that.
Right. Well, we don't know what her political...
No, I just listened to her for the last hour, Ian.
Well, what would make you think a Democrat would say those things? Why wouldn't a Republican say the same
exact
thing?
I'm proud of my community and people getting hot and cold running water because we've asked them dumb questions. It just doesn't have that archetypal sound.
Okay, well, anyway, she's definitely somebody who believes in her...
Well, but and this is the other thing, is that generally the Republicans don't run away from the violence of government. You're damn right I'm from the government, and you're damn you're going to answer my questions, or
maybe.
Yes, I will call the law, and yes, they will hold you down and put a muzzle in your mouth until you're begging to tell me the answers to these questions.
Maybe a Republican male. That seems certainly something that a Republican male would do. I don't know if you'd get the same response from a female. She bristles. She bristles at the
she clearly bristles.
Here. No, there's no violence involved in this.
Law. So what happens when I break a law? You know there's no victim to this. What happens when I break this non-victimless crime? What will happen to me? I'm really curious about what will happen to me by not answering these questions.
The way that the survey works, it is a one-time mandatory survey. It is written into U.S. code. citizens are asked throughout the country, not just here, but throughout 50 states, to pitch in. It normally takes about 6 minutes of time, and I'm sorry that I'm taking so much of your time, but it normally takes about six months. We run through it, we run out.
I'm happy to take your time, lady. This is other people you're not bothering.
Well, look, Mark.
This is my community service. I'm trying to make sure people get hot water by having it so that you don't answer their questions.
Mark, everyone else is doing it. It's not just you.
It's all over the country.
We're doing this everywhere. Come on, jump on the bandwagon. Just chip in. Pitch in.
Yep.
She says, do your fair share.
Planning for schools, planning for housing, planning for transportation.
And this runs right along with voting. There's a myth that by voting, where you're not doing anything, you're waiting in line for a little while and casting a vote, that you can change the world. You can change things by voting, and just the same way. Well, you can't, I don't think, in the same way that you can't change your community for the better by answering questions.
Well, you could argue that voting, you'll actually have a chance of changing something. I mean, there was one vote in where Mark lives where there was a fire truck that lost by one vote, or that succeeded by one vote. So had Mark been there to vote against,
I
was out of time.
I'm stubbornly not allowing that story to sway me.
But, yeah, census, that's not going to change anything.
So that's the purpose of the survey, for planning, for building, for schools, for transportation, for highways, for hospitals. When I'm done with my job, I close my laptop, I go to another place, or I'm done for the month, or whatever my workload is. Mm-hmm. Statistics are gathered, plans are put into place.
What's the punishment, lady?
citizens who
She's getting there.
Refuse participation, then it goes to the U.S. Justice Department. I am not in that area. I don't know. So my answer for you is I don't know. I thank you for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate your honesty. I'm not a citizen. I don't want to be. My point being is you're being paid with stolen money. Your taxpayer money is stolen from you. I don't consent to that money being stolen from you. And your responsibility on working for the government is to ask invasive questions. Like, you're asking all these private...
Is invasive?
Asking me who lives here, what ethnicity...
No, I said it could be anonymous. I don't know how many rooms.
Like, you know the address because you're here.
Right.
My thing is
for housing. I'm asking you those same questions.
Yeah. And you're not answering them because I'm a human. I'm just a regular person. You don't know me, but I don't know you.
Yeah.
So you see the problem to this.
I invite you to go to either call the. This is my card. This is who I am.
If you could.
I invite you to call the 800 number.
We're going to come back with the very remainder of this video, and then we'll bring Robert Matthews.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3600. 1-800-926-6663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, it's Free Talk Live. Census Bureau going around doing the so-called American Community Survey, asking invasive questions about whether or not you have a flush toilet, how many people live in your home, what are the details on those people, etc. And their excuse is that that's going to help your community. All you have to do is just give up all this information. The more information you give the government, the more they can help you. Because that worked with the Japanese Americans back in the early 1940s, didn't it? That really helped those people to get them. Wasn't it census information, by the way,
yeah,
that they used to go and round people up and put them into internment camps?
Right. So if a Japanese American woman married a Anglo man, had an Anglo last name, they weren't going to end up anywhere. However, they did use Japanese surnames to find the people to go after. Now, I don't know. I should take a look and see whether a Japanese man who married a white woman, how that went. Surely there must have been one somewhere with as many people that were incarcerated, but they used census data to round these folks up.
Now, we're going to continue. There's just a little bit left in this video here from the Voluntarist Rebel channel on YouTube, where Robert Mathias encounters a census worker at his front door and steadfastly refuses to answer her bevy of questions. Despite her best persuasion attempts, we'll continue that, and then we'll bring Rob on to comment.
So I had to head down for a Bitcoin event yesterday. I went down to New York City. That's about a four-hour drive on my way. Stopped off and got coffee from a local purveyor of coffee. Not a local, a chain purveyor of coffee. And I generally make my coffee at home with BuzzBox coffee. I've been doing that for several months. It's just it's a better way. You save money. You get a better form of coffee. Now, it's not as cheap as store brand coffees, but it tastes so much better. And this is what I've got to say about these coffees that you get in the chain brands. They're awful. It's awful. This is swill you're drinking compared to BuzzBox coffee. BuzzBox is it's organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. It's shade grown and delicious. This coffee gets to you fresh, and you can taste the difference. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Don't take my word for it. Get a free pound. Try it. They've got two types there you can choose from. And try out their, these sort of their major types of coffee there. Now, if you're a decaf person, Tell you what, take my word for it. It's great coffee. Get on the subscription plan. Order decaf. You'll have to take the caffeinated one for your free one. Give it to your friends who can drink regular coffee, but trust me, it's great tasting. It's a subscription plan. Yes, you can cancel any time. But what happens is we take the profits and we sink them back into microloans for people around the world. Free Talk Live's trying to get together 1,000 listeners to order their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, thus allowing us to finance 100 microloans through World Vision, helping people to live a better life. Give them a hand up rather than a handout. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, back to the video here, the audio track. I did post the link to it on our Facebook, Google+, Twitter. It is from the Voluntarist Rebel channel. U.S. Census worker meets a Free State Project participant who is not answering her questions. She says she's finished up most of her questioning. Here's just the remaining minute of the video where she invites him to call with any other questions he might have.
That is the headquarters. Since this is for you,
okay.
I invite you to look at census.gov. I invite you to find out more
you
information.
You do know, under the United States Constitution, all you are supposed to be responsible to ask for is how many people live here. Every other question that you ask is not in the Constitution. It's unconstitutional. The census is only supposed to be once every 10 years for how many people live in a location.
I love my country, and I want to see improvement. I want people to have.
And I want to see improvement, too, but I don't think a monopoly of the use of force by the state is that responsibility?
I wasn't forceful.
You're just going to report this
to the Department of Justice, and they'll do whatever they want.
Right. Sure. She doesn't know what that is.
You're not doing the violence, but someone else will at some point.
And there you go. So we're going to bring Robert Mathias here on in a moment. But Dave is first in Nevada. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind, Dave?
I wanted to talk about, well, actually, I wanted to ask you first real quick. I know one time you said that nobody else calls in the AMP line. So is that like my line? Because you said on a show once that you're like, oh, I don't think anybody else calls in.
TSA George, the artist formerly known as TSA George, called in recently in the AMP line. But otherwise, you've been the most prolific recent AMP caller.
Yeah, we
have Dave and Nevada and TSA George were both the same person.
the AMP line is kind of this relic of the AMP program. We do take calls here, but it's fine for folks to call in, but we have sort of a newer system. And
the amplifiers don't know what the difference is between the systems, Mark.
No, they don't.
We've only got 400 or so, right around 400 active Free Talk Live amplifiers. Only about, they, whoever they are in the business, say that only about 1% of the listening audience will ever consider even calling in. So, take 400, then take 1% of that.
That's
and more. That, you know, and then not all four of those people are listening or want to call on one any given night.
Right. That's ever call.
Doing the dishes.
What's going on there, Dave? I feel special. What I wanted to talk about, and I'm sorry, I really didn't want to change the subject with what you guys are doing because it's been really good, but just the police here just getting out of control, which basically is everywhere in the country, but they're like a level below Albuquerque. There were two things real quick this morning. Somebody, I guess, from what I understand, a roommate called the police because his roommate was going to threaten to hurt himself and had a gun, said, I'm going to hurt myself. So, of course, the police come and say, oh, well, if you want to hurt yourself, don't do it because we'll do it for you. Yeah. And the SWAT team, of course, killed them.
Oh, man.
It's crazy. So it's like, okay, were you calling the police? I mean, the roommate probably feels terrible. It was like, well, I was trying to
help
him.
Yep.
And, and you're better off not calling them. And then there's another, there's a case, I don't know if you guys heard about it, maybe 6 months ago, about, sovereign citizens, which I don't even know that they call themselves that. I think it's more the FBI. But someone was charged with conspiracy to kidnap a police officer, and then, they were going to try him and kill him or something. So the guy was actually sentenced today, or he pled guilty, so he got 5 years probation, and he's also a sex offender, so he's a felon. So, to me, the fact that they charged him with this, obviously, if he got 5 years probation, it didn't have anything, because there's no way. If you're going to threaten or conspiracy to kidnap and kill a cop, and it's only 5 years probation. So
they would take that pretty seriously. I think you're right about that.
Yeah, when the story came out, I think it was semi-national where I heard on some other shows, you know, they're promoting, well, look, you know, these dangerous, you know, citizens, you know, are a danger to the police. And it kind of justifies, you know, they have an $8 million budget just for the Las Vegas Police Anti-Terrorism Unit, along with the, you know, fusion center they have with the DHS and FBI. So, I mean, in a way, it kind of justifies that, but it's just getting crazy.
Yeah, what do people really, what can they do about it? I mean, Albuquerque has been constantly killing homeless people and other innocent participants, people recently, and there have been some protests in the streets. Occupy's gotten out and gotten active, but, you know, how's that going to change anything?
And then, you know, also what you guys talked about yesterday, and this fortunately is not the local county, but the, you know, the man with the cattle and what the federal government's doing with him. I know he did meet with the sheriff, I guess, and the sheriff, you know, said, well, you know, this has nothing to do with us. Although, you know, the sheriff actually won an award for his cooperation with, you know, the DHS and FBI and stuff. So I'm sure he's, you know, helped them, but, you know, he says, well, it's nothing to do with me, but still, I mean, that story's, you know, crazy as well.
Yeah, well, we talked in detail about it last night. This is the rancher who's had land for generations going back to the 1800s. The Bureau of Land Management is saying that he owes them money and that he's got to pay up and he needs to stop grazing on their land, on public land that his cows have been grazing on for generations. And they're now surrounding his property. They've got sniper teams out there. In fact, I got a phone number for, I believe, one of his sons or nephews, so I didn't have a chance to call today, but I'm going to see if I can maybe set up an interview with one of the family or the farmer himself for Free Talk Live, so you can get them on to get their thoughts. Dave, thanks for your call and sharing your opinion tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Free Keen blogger Robert Mathias is on the line. We're going to bring him on, talk about his interactions with the census bureaucrat here in a moment. What did he, you know, like about what he did? What would he change in retrospect? And your thoughts are certainly welcome. Free Talk Live. On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on doing the Free State Project and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. best manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Moments remain here, enough time maybe to sneak your call in with your thoughts about whatever you want to discuss. 855-450-FREE. Good chunk of the show has been spent on the American Community Survey, as it is called. This is a midterm census. It's not the actual official census. Well, I mean, it's an official survey by the government. They say it's mandatory. They say it's the law that you have to fill it out. However, the survey taker in this particular video that we played the audio from throughout the show tonight, she didn't seem to know what would happen if you didn't take the survey. She did claim it was mandatory and that it was the law, but she did not know. She knew that the Justice Department would handle it. She would go ahead and pass the information on, and then the Justice Department would take care of it. But she would never really say or claim to know what would happen at that point.
Look, I didn't gas the Jews. I just made sure the train door was securely locked.
Right, it's not her responsibility what happens. We're going to bring the guy who created the video in question here on the line, Robert Mathias. He is one of the newer movers to New Hampshire, moving at the very end of, I think, 2013. Robert, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Ian, I just want to correct you. It's Mathias.
Mathias. Oh, sorry about that. Thanks for the correction. Robert Mathias, welcome to Free Talk Live. So give us a little background on this video. Did you get the letter that she said that you were supposed to receive, kind of giving you a heads up that she would be coming by at some point?
Well, we literally just moved into this apartment, So I have no idea what she's talking about. But I wasn't about to tell her that.
Got it. So this was a surprise to you then? You did not expect her to show up?
No, we were just relaxing a Sunday afternoon. This is a Sunday. This was, you know, on a weekend.
Well, they don't want to come around during the weekdays during work hours. They, you know, good people are at work from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Monday through Friday.
Exactly. And we were just sitting around having coffee, and all of a sudden a census worker's at our back door. That was our back door that went up. But we're on a third floor, so that's on our balcony. She walked up through, like, the balcony on our back door. It's not on the street level.
That's bizarre.
That's creepy.
Yeah. Now, so, like, normally a normal person would, like, you know, close the door, tell them to leave. No, I grabbed my new camera and put it to use.
So when she came up, was there anything, any interaction between you and her that was not caught on video? How did she know there were two people?
Yeah, originally Joelle answered the door first because we didn't know who was there at the door first. When he was talking, that's when I noticed that it was a census worker and went to go grab my camera and record the interaction. There was like 15 seconds of dead time that I didn't want to put on the YouTube video. If you go to there's a Raw channel for Manchester activism that I have the full uncut Raw video on that channel.
And what's the channel name?
Just Manchester Raw.
It's just a raw. So so you did not answer a question about how many people lived in the home, because in the very beginning of the video, she seems to act as though she already has that number, and it's number and it's two.
Well, it's at least two at this point.
So she jumped to a conclusion, right?
There was three of us in the actual apartment at the time, but and she saw three, but she went to two, which I thought was really bizarre, because there were three of us actually in the studio when she came to our door.
So even though in the video you point out that, you know, constitutionally the census is only supposed to ask how many people live in the home, you did not give her that information and she just jumped to that conclusion.
No, I did not.
Okay.
Yeah, so she's also, you know, didn't seem to want to answer that question. She was, at that point, she's leaving, you know, sort of at the end of it all.
Yeah, she was leaving at the very end. I had to get that in there. And I also, you know, looking back, I kind of view that video as a whole learning hospital, because there's a bunch of stuff that I wish I'd asked and did differently. I actually wish I brought up the NSA, where, like, your job is irrelevant because the NSA knows all this information anyways.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, why don't you just ask the NSA? So what are the other things you thought you could have done differently, you know, looking back on this?
I wish there's a couple of times where I kind of raised my voice a little, and I wish I kept my more calm, where I was interrupting her. I wish I let her say her piece and then just went on from there again. But at the same time, that wasn't a planned video. You know, that literally was like, you know, 5 seconds from me grabbing my video and like,
how many times have you had interactions like,
Never. I've never even seen a census worker before.
You did great. Well, I don't mean with census workers. I mean with government filming government bureaucrats generally, sort of standing up. This is a huge adrenaline rush. I mean, I've done this. Would you agree?
Oh, I had a blast filming it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I don't know whether you enjoy adrenaline rushes or not, but you know, it's tough. It's like you're shaking. You're on the edge. It's difficult to know what to say and what not to say. What would have been a lot easier here? The easy thing to do would have just been to answer this lady's questions and let her go on about her day. That's the easy thing to do, and that's why they send these folks around.
I would like to second that, Mark. I criticized you a little earlier, Robert, and I'm just glad that a video that was made of me when I was drunk and arguing with a police officer who was coming to take my still, I got into a philosophical debate with him, and I don't remember it very well. I'm certain he had the better end of it, and it was filmed, and I'm glad that it's not that it never really got popular.
But you're saying
I appreciate the fact that nobody has watched it and criticized me.
I was listening and I heard your criticism. The reason why I put the whole thing up, because like Ian was saying, I've never seen like a full census questionnaire. And the fact that she literally went through everything, I felt, you know, that I had to put the entire conversation up, because
that's why I felt like I had to play the entire conversation, even though it's probably not the most gripping radio. I thought it was an I thought it was an educational experience. People don't know what this is like, and they certainly don't know what it's like, even if they have experienced the census or this American Community Survey, they certainly don't know what it's like to refuse it. And, you know, what does the census taker do in that instance? In this case, she just did her damnedest to try to persuade you with all kinds of points about
that's
schools.
All she's gonna do.
Schools and et cetera, and the fire department, blah, blah, blah. And apparently that didn't persuade you. Aren't you a community-minded person, Robert?
Don't you love your country?
I love how she, like, acted as if I wasn't proud to be in this community just because I'm not answering questions.
One of the things that I...
Or that you're bad if you're not proud of your community particularly. I mean, what does your community mean?
She didn't say he was bad, but she intimated it by suggesting that she's a good citizen
or
whatever.
It was absolutely, that was the intimation. And what does community mean? Did you draw a line around here, lady, and call this the community? Because I'm not exactly sure. What if I only like half of my school district?
That's what the Department of Housing and the census workers are there for, to determine for us what our community is.
Is it exactly what they're there for?
And why can't people decide what they need for themselves, not people we've never met before?
And this is what they do. You know, I mean, this is what high school pep rallies are about. We like this particular randomly drawn pattern that's going to change on a relatively regular basis in our community better than the randomly drawn patterns that the other kids end up going to other schools. I mean, it's amazing. This is how you pit people against each other. This is, you know, this is the government creating sides and teams.
I also like how you didn't admit to being a citizen when she also sort of dropped that in there.
You need
as
to
well.
Explain that one. If you'd say that, you know, I don't want to be a citizen, you got to tell people what citizen means.
And I do like it too. I do like to explain that, and that was one thing that I felt was missing from the video. If somebody ever claims I'm a citizen, I'd like them to prove it. Can you please provide evidence that I'm a citizen? Because in order to do that, you'd have to show that the government has an obligation to protect. Because that's the other that's the part of the deal with citizenship, is that you have a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection, and the government's own courts and the Supreme Court has ruled again and again they have no obligation to protect. So the person claiming you're a citizen can never actually prove that claim. So let me ask you, Robert Mathias, is there going to be a follow-up? She gave you a business card. She said you could call with questions. Do you think she's going to come back? Do you think some other bureaucrat's going to come to your door and try to hit you up again? Or do you have any intention to follow up with further questions of their department?
I might do a follow up asking more questions about the survey. And honestly, I doubt I'll see another census worker at the door. She'll probably chop it off as like someone who's, you know, not doing. I honestly doubt that the federal government will appear at the door again. But if they do, I'll have my camera ready.
And that, I think, is the best thing you could have done in this situation. And I think anybody out there who wants to do activism, who considers themselves an activist, who would like to get involved, get a video camera, keep it around you. If you're on the road, you know, just make it your cell phone. Have a program like Bambuser, which is a great live streaming app for cell phone devices. It's free. Anybody can install it, whether you've got, you know, iPhone, Android, etc. So having an app on your phone is critical. And if you're at home, then you should be able to conveniently access a better a camcorder, a more proper kind of video camera, which seems like what you did in this case. This is your new camera, right? Because I know you were using a cell phone with your previous videos.
Yeah, I bought a new HD Sony Handycam, and I actually take it wherever I go. I throw it in my coat pocket, take it to work, drive when I'm driving. Whenever I come home, I literally put it on the desk just in case. I don't know, you know, if I'll need it or use it. You don't know what happens, or I'm about to run out and do something. And, you know, sometimes you have to go out to do activism, or you just go to your door.
Activism, you got to be prepared for it. And you were, Robert Mathias. Thank you for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. Your YouTube channel is The Voluntarist Rebel. So folks
yes.
can go there.
And also check out rebelloveshow.com. We're starting a new Manchester-based activist show.
When's the first episode of that?
Tomorrow night.
Oh, exciting. And when will it go online?
It's actually going to broadcast live on our YouTube channel we have dedicated to that, which is
YouTube.com/rebelloveshow. Thanks, man. Keep up the good work out there, and we'll talk to you later. It's been Free Talk Live. We'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com. In the meantime.
Hi, I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use a whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. You know, the stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.